Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
The wealthiest Americans would pay higher taxes under President Biden's new plan to boost funding for Medicare. The president lays out his plan this morning in a guest essay in the New York Times. The Medicare tax rate would rise from 3.8% to 5% for those making $400,000 a year or more. A woman who says she saw four Americans get kidnapped in Matamoros, Mexico, is talking. So are the FBI and other officials. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Agents say their white minivan came under fire and a shootout left at least one Mexican citizen dead. All four Americans were placed into a vehicle and driven away.
We're standing ready to provide all appropriate consular assistance.
State Department spokesman Ned Price says this is considered a dangerous area.
The travel advisory for Tamaulipas State remains at level four. Do not travel. We encourage Americans to heed that advice.
A witness in Mexico says she saw the gunman force a woman to walk to their pickup. Two other people were dragged, and one was carried to the vehicle, which then drove off. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Millions of Californians are still wrestling with the effects of heavy snowfall. John Irons in Nevada City, California, north of Sacramento, was staying with his mom when heavy snow knocked down a big tree and the power went out.
Mom was definitely scared, you know. Every time a tree fell, it was like a gunshot went off and then just a big old crash and snow everywhere.
He talked to KXTV. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin showed up in Baghdad, Iraq this morning, promising U.S. forces will continue to keep up the fight against the Islamic State group until they're defeated. Iraq is home to hundreds of American troops helping in the fight against the militant Islamic State group. Fed Chair Jerome Powell testifies before Congress today and tomorrow. This is AP News. To Ukraine now.
Some analysts are questioning the wisdom of ordering Ukrainian defenders to hold out much longer in Bakhmut. As Ukraine fighters continue their dogged defense there, some observers suggest a tactical withdrawal may already be underway. Michael Kaufman, the director of Russia Studies at the Cannes think tank in Arlington, says Ukraine's defense of Bakhmut has been effective because it's drained the Russian war effort, but that Kyiv should now look ahead. He argues the tenacious defense of Bakhmut achieved a great deal, but strategies can reach points of diminishing returns. And given Ukraine is trying to husband resources for an offensive, it could impede the success of a more important operation. Meanwhile, the Institute for the Study of War, a Washington-based think tank, says Kyiv's smartest option now may be to withdraw to positions that are easier to defend. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Chuck Freeman. Former Las Vegas Raiders quarterback Derek Carr has a new home, agreeing to a deal with the New Orleans Saints. Carr was benched toward the end of last season in Vegas, while the Raiders have placed the franchise tag on running back Josh Jacobs. The Seattle Seahawks have reached a three-year deal with quarterback Geno Smith, who won the AP Comeback Player of the Year award in the NFL after leading the Seahawks into the playoffs. In the NBA, Donovan Mitchell with 40 points, and Cleveland wins in overtime over Boston 118-114.
Just trying to find ways to, you know, make winning plays defensively, offensively, and however that is, you know, just kind of finding ways to win the game.
The Celtics have lost back-to-back overtime games. Joel Embiid had 42 points, and Philadelphia wins a score fest over Indiana 147-143. Portland 110, Detroit 104. Denver defeated Toronto 118-113. Jamal Murray scored 24 points as the Nuggets rallied from down six late in the game.
Great win, all business. Move on to the next. We did what we had to do, and I think that's part of the reason why we're so successful.
Miami defeated Atlanta 130-128, and it was Sacramento topping New Orleans 123-108. Police in Colorado are investigating Memphis guard Ja Morant after he posted a picture on Instagram on where he displayed what appeared to be a gun while in a Denver area nightclub. In the NHL, two more goals for Connor McDavid. He now has a league-leading 54. Edmonton trips up Buffalo 3-2. It was Los Angeles over Washington 3-2. In overtime, Vancouver wins over Nashville 4-3. Chicago 5, Ottawa nothing. San San Jose ends their five-game skid. They score a goal with 10 seconds left in regulation, win it in overtime, 3-2 over Winnipeg. Calgary defeated Dallas 5-4. Nick Ritchie scored in his Flames debut. Two more teams headed to the NCAAs after winning their conference tournaments. They are Louisiana and Furman. Boston Red Sox infielder Justin Turner needed 18 stitches to his face after getting hit with a pitch in spring training. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward. Gunmen kidnapped four Americans in Mexico who had crossed the border from Texas to buy medicine. There was a shootout. A Mexican citizen was killed. Ned Price is at the State Department.
We're standing ready to provide all appropriate consular assistance. We do also remind Americans about the existing travel guidance when it comes to this particular part of Mexico. The travel advisory for Tamaulipas State remains at level 4. Do not travel. We encourage Americans to heed that advice.
Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador says the four were going to buy medicine. There was a confrontation between groups and they were detained. The NTSB is looking into a reported trim issue prior to deadly turbulence on a private plane. More from the AP's Julie Walker.
The NTSB initially reported the business jet experienced severe turbulence Friday. Now the agency says it's looking into a reported trim issue. Trimming refers to adjustments made to an airplane's control surfaces to ensure the aircraft is stable and level in flight. The board says a preliminary report will be available in 2 to 3 weeks. The Bombardier Challenger 300 is owned by Conexon, a fiber internet company, and was traveling from New Hampshire to Virginia before diverting to Bradley Airport in Connecticut. State police identified the passenger that died as 55-year-old Dana Hyde from Maryland. I'm Julie Walker.
The FAA says no one was hurt after two flights scheduled to depart from Boston's Logan International Airport made contact with each other today near the gate area. Election officials in Florida, Missouri, and West Virginia say they're withdrawing from a bipartisan multi-state effort aimed at ensuring the accuracy of voter rolls that has found itself in the crosshairs of conspiracy theories fueled by Donald Trump's false claims about the 2020 presidential election. This is AP News. If you're worried about global warming, you could change your eating habits.
A study published in Nature Climate Change says if people continue consuming food the way they do, it will push the planet past the 2.7 degree warming limit sought in the Paris Climate Accord. The majority of greenhouse gas emissions come from three major sources: meat from animals like cows, sheep, and goats, dairy products, and rice, which all emit large amounts of methane. Some suggestions to reduce those emissions include eating less meat, planting crops that draw down carbon from the atmosphere, and food waste recycling to reduce emissions from decaying food. Many experts, though, are skeptical about whether those recommendations will be put into practice. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The reconstruction of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is going fast enough to allow it to reopen to visitors late next year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
The Transportation Department is making it easier for travelers to see which airlines will help families with young kids sit together without paying more. The department's rolled out a dashboard that rewards airlines with a green check if they guarantee an adult family member can sit next to young kids when seats are available. This morning, only 3 of the 10 U.S. carriers on the site had a green check: Alaska, American, and Frontier. Airlines say they try and usually succeed in having families sit together. Though several have pledged to make changes in seating arrangements, they're stopping short of promising. The dashboard is part of the government's fight against junk fees and a bid to pressure airlines into improving service. Sagar Magani at the White House.
False fears of a shooting at a rap concert in Rochester, New York, made a crowd stampede to the exits, killing one person and injuring at least 9 others. Rochester Police Chief David Smith says it happened at Glorilla's Sunday night concert at the Main Street Armory. A 33-year-old woman died and 2 people are in critical condition.
Preliminary reports from people at the scene indicate that these injuries were caused from people being trampled. We do not have any evidence of gunshots being fired or of anyone being shot or stabbed at the scene.
Mayor Malik Evans vowing to hold anyone found responsible accountable, including the venue.
When you go to a concert, you do not expect to be trampled.
Glorilla tweeting, she's praying everybody's okay. Audio courtesy 13WHAM. I'm Julie Walker.
On this week's AP Religion Roundup, a sacred, sinking town in India faces a grim future. For months, residents in Joshimath, a holy town burrowed high in India's Himalayan mountains, have seen their homes slowly sink. Local officials say various agencies are conducting surveys to determine what caused the damage. But other authorities have ignored expert warnings, moving forward with costly projects in the region, including a slew of hydropower stations. A lengthy highway project in the area is also aimed at further boosting religious tourism. Now, deep cracks have emerged in over 860 homes, making them unlivable. Prabha Sati says she and her family built their homes with savings, effort, and great difficulty, but now they have to leave everything. Subsiding earth caused roads to split with crevices and multi-storied hotels to slump to one side. Authorities declared it a disaster zone and came in on bulldozers, razing whole parts of a town that had become lopsided. A village chief says the destruction has destroyed a millennia-old cultural heritage. And local religious leaders emphasize the importance of the area. A priest at a local temple says it's been a religious capital of Hinduism for more than 2,000 years, so it must be protected. The Lakshmi Narayan Temple is in one of the only parts of the village still standing. A court last year directed authorities to stop dumping waste near the historic temple, which was once the last rest stop for devotees on a religious pilgrimage. People from the village still check in on the temple often, but they fear its days are also numbered. I'm Walter Ratliff.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.